Welcome to chilloverradio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by promodj.com, exclusive-vodka.com, mix-sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asukar, Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC.com, SBSDesigns.com, DiamondFuse.com, and MyDigitalDepot.com.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. You're about to embark on the newest kind of listening experience known to man. Throw out what you thought you knew about beer, for obsbeers.com will show you the way of the craft beer life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening from around the world. It's almost time for what we have in common. Don't fight the feeling, invite the feeling. Sit back and get situated, acclimated, and vegetated for the number one podcast beer show on this planet or any other planet. Often imitated, but never duplicated. The one and only Open Bottle Society's Open Bottle Talk. Warning. The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor or your neighbor's wife or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hey guys, we want to take this moment to thank all of our sponsors that help obsbeers.com, you know, stay functional, stay fashionable, stay hip, stay trending. First off, we want to give a huge shout out to chilloverradio.net. Next up is ColoradoHopsCompany.com. We've got PremiumLiquids.com. Check out grogtag.com. Also, check out the lovely djchild.com, and that's child with a Y. Check out Banned Coffee. If you definitely want to go ahead and stay up like us, Banned Coffee. Amazon search, strong coffee. Also, check out facebook.com/2017designs. And last but not least, check out instagram.com/art_of_dren, D-R-E-N. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It is the world's first ever public funded beer show, the Open Bottle Talk. Big huge shout out to our major sponsor, Chill Lover Radio, for helping us out. Frank, what's the website for Chill Lover Radio?
Chilloverradio.net.
Also, we want to give a huge shout out to all those that support us. That's Periscope, Bottle Squad. We got OBS Fam. Huge shout out to Sean. Thank you, Sean, for being here.
Thanks, Sean.
Anytime.
Sean forgot his microphone XLR cable, so he's going to be kind of hit or miss on today's show. Lucky you guys. You guys finally get a break from him. Fantastic. Also, we're going to do a couple of different things on today's show that you may not be comfortable with, which makes us get really, really good hard-ons, don't you think, Frank?
Sure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, right now I'm going to let Frank talk to you guys a little bit about what's going on today's show. Frank, and then we'll get down to getting to see how everybody is. So let's go ahead and start off with that.
We're going to talk about some beer and probably drink a little beer.
Great.
And we'll probably make fun of Sean.
Awesome.
And we're going to do a little beer news tonight.
Oh, I like beer news.
Perhaps a little discussion.
Shit. Great.
Or as our friend Liddy likes to say, beer and butt sex.
I'm all for the butt part.
I don't know if we're talking about that, but.
All right.
Just like to give her a shout out.
Liddy, big shout out to you and your butt sex website. Guys, make sure you check out Liddy's website. All right, so what we're going to do is, Frank,
we got
four beers today.
Yeah.
Today's topic, just in case you guys don't know, if you don't read it in the description of today's
book. Random fuckery.
Yeah, we're going to need that put on the MIDI box, Sean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we don't have one, but I'm saying if we did,
yeah,
we would need that.
Perfect.
All right, so we got some random fuckery. So real quick, actually, a couple of these beers that I'm looking at have been provided by a few folks. So we won't tell you who provided them until we do that section, but let's go ahead and work on, what are we drinking today?
Let's see. From Saugatuck Brewing Company, we've got Oval Beach Blonde. From Golden Road, we've got Ride On IPA. From Cape Brewing Company, and I believe this might be from South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Cape of Good Hops Imperial IPA. And from Saugatuck again, we've got Bonfire Brown.
All right, I like that. Okay, so Frank, you know the rules. What's up first and what's for dessert?
We're going to go for the blonde first, and we're going to go for the brown last.
Fantastic. Guys, you see where we went from? We went from Trailer Park White Girl to Puerto Rican Washed Up. All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so what we're going to do with this portion is we're going to find out how everybody's doing. So it's going to be real quick for Sean. Sean, you good?
Oh, great.
Fantastic. Frank, how have you been since the last time we've seen you, since Sean didn't bring his microphone?
I'm good, thanks.
Fantastic, guys.
Key, how are you?
I don't want to play right now. Look, I just want to just keep the show
Somebody's
moving on.
Ask.
No.
Actually, I don't really give a shit. I'm just trying to be cordial and courteous. You asked me, I asked you.
No,
I don't
this
really
is bullshit.
Care.
Okay, first off, why are you being in such a fucking... What's going on? I know at your age, I know right now don't get periods
anymore.
I'm
having manners. That's what
I'm doing. Is this menopause? Are you going through menopause?
It's called manners.
No, it's
you
not.
You asked me, so I asked you.
But you yelled at me while you did it.
No, my internal monologue shut off.
No, well then somebody needs to watch
God's
what
honest
doing.
Truth is I could give a flying fuck how you're doing.
Oh, so now you got to bring in your buddy. Like every time we get in an argument, you got to bring in your buddy. God. I mean, I've never even met this dude.
I could give a fuck how you're doing. I just asked. It's
wow.
Hi.
Wow.
Hello.
Well, good
how
for
are you.
You.
And good for you.
Well, fine. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you guys get ready because apparently Frank's maxi pad has slipped.
Don't
and
care.
He's pissed. Like, fuck! We'll be right back with beer news with Frank.
Hey, welcome back to the show, guys. I thought we'd do a little bit of news this week. What do you think, Sean? News? Good?
Yeah, news.
Frank and the beer news. Oh, just talking about Frank and the beer news.
He's one bad mother. Yeah. So this is an article from Seacoast Online, and the writer of this article, got to give credit where credit's due, is Max Sullivan. And his article is called Why Beer in Cans is All the Rage. One more time, Why Beer in Cans is All the Rage. So cans have become the choice container for craft beer, a trend brewers say was partly born from cost effectiveness, but has resulted in a genuine preference by consumers. Cans were once considered a lower quality container than glass. The bottle was viewed as pristine compared to aluminum, which brewers said once tasted worse and was mostly associated with large domestic beer brands like Budweiser. So I'm going to stop for one second. I have found that was always true. Before I kind of got into craft beer, it was cans are bad, bottles are good, because cans taste like metal.
It was a thing that was instilled in your drinking community.
I guess some might call it an urban legend, perhaps.
Yes.
But that's kind of what was instilled in me from the time I really started drinking beer.
Right.
Was can bad, bottle good, because the cans taste like metal.
Right.
Or canned beer tastes like metal. But really what's happening is it tastes like metal because you morons, you're drinking it out of the can.
Dumbasses.
So you're tasting the metal. That's why. It took me a long time to figure that out. Newer canning technology has made cans more palatable, brewers say, and since beer drinkers switched their preference to cans in the last few years, breweries all over are making the switch. There was a time when it was considered a lesser quality package than a bottle, said Dane Nielsen, co-founder of Liar's Bench Brewing in Portsmouth. Not now anymore. I think a lot of breweries are embracing it and really building businesses around them. The trend towards cans is observed throughout the brewing industry, from store owners seeing a preference in what people buy to restaurant owners hearing requests for what types of beers they have in cans. That's interesting.
Yes.
I don't think I would go into a restaurant and order a can of beer.
Well, where we're at now, we would. Well, it depends on what it is.
I still don't think so. If I went into a restaurant, I would want to know what's on draft.
That is always first. Yeah, that's always the etiquette.
Right. But it sounds like more and more people are actually going into bars and restaurants and looking for cans.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think that is interesting.
Okay.
Can technology has improved so the tinny flavor some once believed tainted the beer's taste is less prevalent, if noticeable at all. They also point out that sunlight, which can negatively affect the taste of beer, cannot permeate a can like it would a bottle if left in the daylight. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
I think the canning originally was an issue because it was cost prohibitive. So for people who don't really understand, cost prohibitive meant too expensive.
Ooh.
Got that. There was a brewer in, Jim Berwanger, co-owner and brewer at Neighborhood Beer Company in Exeter, said cans first became popular in Colorado, where the brewery Oscar Blues Brewery, which produces Dale's Pale Ale, began canning. His brewery, when it first opened in 2015, was close to buying a $60,000 bottling line.
Oh, wow.
To make bombers, but they went with cans to follow the consumer trend. In recent years, companies like Ironheart Canning, based in Manchester, have begun offering a portable canning service for a reasonable price, and we've heard of that before.
Yeah, actually, we were discussing with College Street.
Yes.
And they were like, oh, there's a canning service that comes here and cans our beer for us.
I'm pretty sure you have to have a minimum amount to do it, though. So that may be somewhat of the issue. Cans have also become popular for the stickers that breweries are using on them.
Actually, you can. Well, we've done that here.
Yeah.
I can remove them a lot easier than off of a bottle.
Yeah.
Message.
Let's see. What else can we say? Not all breweries are switching over to cans. I think this article I'm reading at is really based out of Maine, I believe.
And a lot of them do go green. You know, it's like a green area. But it's we're seeing more and more canning in our day-to-day. I mean, I was just recently at Total Wine. And a couple of breweries that you normally would not see canning.
Right.
Had cans.
Right.
And it was really interesting. I thought it was like, boom, there it is.
I think you've got brewers like Allagash, like Unibrew, who still do some of that fermentation in the bottle.
Yeah.
That canning is not going to suit their needs. It may suit their needs for something else.
Right.
But when they're specifically fermenting, doing a secondary or a third fermentation in the bottle itself, like we know Omegang does it with their Belgians.
Yep.
We know Allagash is definitely doing it. And we know for a fact that Unibrew is doing it because we've tasted it.
We know they make good shit.
Yeah, they do. So I think the cost prohibitiveness has become less and less as more breweries are kind of going to it. I think the materials are cheaper. And in the long run, it actually becomes more cost effective to do it. So that's the news for this week. It seems like the trend in cans is increasing and will continue. If you happen to go to a brewery or even some bars, you can actually order a crowler instead of a growler, which is actually a big can, which is pretty cool. Any thoughts, Key?
That was awesome.
Good. Thanks for listening to the news, and we'll be right back after this fire engine sound.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's after. Oh, wait, that's the cooler. It popped on.
Cooler's on.
Hold on. I got. Loud. Yeah, it is. Okay.
It is loud.
Hey, Frank, I think it's time for. What do you think it's time for right now?
It's time for you to go shut the cooler off, and then I'll entertain folks.
No, you were supposed to say the thing. It's
go fuck yourself.
No. You're supposed to ask for the SP.
SP.
Nice, dude. You know,
special password?
No, kinda.
No, I'm not ready for that yet.
Oh, you're not ready for? Okay.
No.
Oh, you talk to them. They're not gonna be able to hear that. As soon as you talk, they won't hear you say that.
That's all right. I'm gonna wait.
Okay. Well, can I go turn it off?
Please.
Okay. Well, fuck. Hold on.
For fuck's sake, damn. Jesus wept. Close the fucking thing.
Fuck.
Anyway, folks, sorry. We don't want any dead air here.
Okay,
so now
okay,
he's.
Okay.
He's finally finished.
I turned it off. Okay, I turned it off. Okay. So, hi guys, welcome back. That fire truck was on fleek. And now, Frank, what are we drinking?
This is from Saugatuck Brewing Company out of Michigan. Exactly where in Michigan I'm looking for. I just can't see it. Anyway, this is called Oval Beach Blonde Ale.
Fuck!
It is a 12 fluid ounce can. It is 5% ABV, 10.5% IBUs. This is from Andy. Andy Sufton gave this to us. Go ahead, look, Key. And if you want more information on these guys, they're out of, again, somewhere in Michigan, out of Detroit. Oh, good Lord. They're out of Detroit.
It makes it sound so sad. Like and, it's in a bad part of town.
If you want more information, well, Detroit is a bad part of town sometimes, but www.saugatuckbrewing.com.
You suck a toe. All right. Oh. Sean, is everything okay over there? What's the matter? No. Do I need to yell into the mic?
No, I do.
He's covering his ears.
Oh, well, no, he was doing something weird. It's his braids.
I'm just listening.
It's his braids. Your cup, please. Can we have your cup?
Oh, yeah.
Holy moly. Give that to him. There we go.
There we go, sir. Yeah, grass that ass.
Yeah.
All right, so.
All right, so what we got is, huge shout out.
These go down.
Wait, hold on. No, sorry. Huge shout out.
Different show,
it
sorry.
It says Brew Rebellion Brewers in the room.
Ah.
And I wonder who that is. Can we take a guess who it is, Frank?
I believe it is Andy Sufton himself.
Andy Sufton, is that you? Okay.
And we got this beer from him.
Well, big shout out to Brew Rebellion who provided this beer. Hey, to the smell.
You're okay.
All right, so I guess I'll go first on this one. No problem here. Smells textbook. It's got some really interesting, like, pungent lemon orange notes. It's got a little bit of spice and a little touch of metallic, I guess. It's not really something. It's just textbook blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing great about it to me in the swell.
Swell?
Squell.
Oh, okay.
It's past tense of a smell.
Gotcha.
Squell. Squishy, I would say it is.
Yeah, you know, it's... It smells like your typical blonde. Key hit it right on. It's got some lemon notes to it. It's actually smells a little lagerish, maybe. A little.
Bingo.
I don't want to say metallic, you know, because I just talked about cans and the metallic going away, but it smells a little bit metallic. Not overly hoppy, not overly sweet. Smells pretty balanced, so I think we're going in.
All right. Oh, wait, Sean, you good on that smell? Fantastic. Let's go cheers to the taste.
Thanks for coming, Sean.
Next time he forgets his microphone.
Just the cord.
Ooh.
Soapy.
Yeah.
Tastes like a blonde. And I do mean like a girl.
Tastes like a lager.
Bingo. It kind of... Was there a little pepper on that? Like a little pepper?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, it tastes like... Tastes like a really clean, crisp lager.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's you know, I'm sorry. I'm not going to lie. It's too familiar.
Okay.
It's a little disappointing. Now, the question is, do all blondes taste like lagers?
That's a good question. Not my experience.
Okay, I just figured I'd ask someone more that knows more than me, but this actually just has a lot of similarities. It's crisp, it's liquid refreshing, but it's too familiar. I think it needs a little more. But then again, we do know that certain things that are watered down, because the texture's super watery, that's to grab the masses, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is one of those ice-cold beers.
Yeah, I mean, but you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a marketing ploy. I'm going to get you in. I'm going to be like, you know what? I know what you like.
Well,
but I got something that you might like. And then you'd be like, what else you got? And draws you in. It's the same thing like 805.
They're billing it as a beach beer. So, you know, think about it. You're on the beach. It's hot. You got a cooler full of iced down Oval Beach Blonde Ale.
Right.
Probably pretty fucking good.
No, I'm sure. But unfortunately, this does taste a little lagers. Yeah. Okay, it tastes like a lager. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah.
But you're right. Ice cold, crisp, clean, 5% blonde ale. You're drinking it too fast. Who cares the style?
Yeah.
So with this one, I'm glad we're doing this one first. I'm very appreciative that you did a really great job picking this. I know we got another one by these guys, right?
Yep.
So I'm glad that this one's lackluster.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to find out the next one. Sean, I noticed you finished it. If you could just kindly tell us in just two words,
like never gonna
how was your
again.
Experience with that?
Plain Jane.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, sure.
All right. It's fantastic. Okay.
All right.
All right. Let's grade it.
Thanks for coming, Sean.
Yeah. Love it.
I'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. I'm going to go 3. It's, average for me. It doesn't bring a whole lot to the party. I can understand its value and how it's probably super refreshing on a hot beach day.
Right.
But winter in Las Vegas, not so much.
All right. It gets a 3. It brings nothing to the party, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. This is one of those beers, again, you just bring to the beach because who cares about quality or taste? Just drink it because it's fucking hot. That's basically it.
Yeah, okay.
Now, I'm not knocking the brewery.
No.
But it's just what it is. It's just a beer. You just drink the shit, and that's it.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad that we started off with beer news. That got you to sleep. Then this beer, I hope you are asleep. We're going to wake that ass up in a minute. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for the first half of the show, but now it's time to actually do our job.
It's
Frank,
time for shit.
Hey, you ready to do this, Frank?
Yeah.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, grab your roll-on deodorants, grab your body wash, and let's lather up for a good time. Frank, what are we doing?
Let's see here. From Los Angeles, California, this is Golden Road Brewing.
Wait, Golden Shower?
No, Golden Road Holler. Brewing. This is Ride On IPA.
I got something for you to ride on, brother.
I'm sure you do.
Oh, okay.
And,
it's from the Sellies.
From the Sellies. Thank you, Sellies. And this is 6.4% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, look up Golden Road Brewing. They are an AB...
owned entity.
Yeah, AB owned entity.
Also, she has...
higher
also,
end.
Also, she has a show.
She does.
On Vice, and it's called Beerland. Yeah. So, guys, check it out. You will be entertained. Which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we applied and they contacted us, and we were unable to get on their recent season at the time of this recording. So that was pretty cool.
Sure.
I mean, it would have been cool, right? Don't you think, Frank?
Yeah.
See? Frank almost spilled that motherfucker.
No, I had it in my hand.
That motherfucker had a stumper.
Had it in my hand.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get down to the smell. Put it in your nose hole.
Oh,
ooh.
Yes. Hello.
Okay. See, we went from beach beer to shut the fuck up and either you like me or you don't beer. It's a 50-50 shot pungentness to the nose. This is stankin', dank, juicy, fruity, booty, bottom topping.
Yeah.
This thing is ridiculous, Frank. This thing is, it's almost sourish, like rotten grapefruit, just funky.
Yeah.
And then, ladies and gentlemen, you're like, ugh, rotten grapefruit. You got to understand where I'm going with this. It's just really turnt juice and orange, a little turnt. And it's just full of just hops, just hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. Like, my mouth is salivating. And I haven't even purchased a hooker yet. Fuck, big shout out to fucking Postmates.
Anyway, I get a lot of tropical notes on it. Some pineapple.
Yes.
Lots of pineapple. And underarm.
It's, question.
Smells like BO.
Frank, look at the tan. What color is predominantly on this can?
Pink.
Could we say guava?
Mayhaps. Yeah. A lot of armpit, though.
That funk. Sean, can you quit making me skip like that? Thank you.
Sean don't like it.
Sean, what does that smell like to you?
Weed and armpit.
Good job, Golden Road, helping out the pot smokers.
So it's familiar.
Fucking okay. Hippie over there. All right, let's taste it, man.
Yeah.
And then hopefully the can will explain what we're going through. Yeah, that thing is like soapy, leather, tropical. So pineapple, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still getting back finish of guava. I'm getting guava or kiwi for some. The hang time is still talking to me, and it gets you right on the sides of your tongue and right before the uvula, that thing that hangs in the back of your throat unless you had your tonsils removed. Google that shit, Sean. Frank.
It's called the uvula, by the way.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it depends on what cable company you use. So it's a really nice, I think the ride on part is how it's lingering.
You think?
Yeah, like ride on IPA, stay on, roll on, you know.
Okay.
Hang time. I don't know. It's just, I'm trying to figure it out.
Keep figuring.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Yeah, I got a lot of the same fruit notes that you did, but also piney, resiny, grapefruity. So it's almost, I think in the front, it's more tropical, and in the back, it's more traditional West Coast IPA.
Yeah.
Super bitter. Hang time is pretty serious on it.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's not quite a palate wrecker.
Nope.
But it wants to be.
They should barrel age this.
Oh, God.
No, don't barrel it.
No, thank you.
Add coffee?
No, I think it's a little too bitter as it is.
Okay, just thought I'd ask. You're throwing some ideas.
Yeah, no, understood. Trying to muddle it around.
No, this is a really nice IPA. Nonetheless, it's something that we would probably drink in passing if we were out and about and we went to Golden Road. I think I'd probably stick with this one. I mean, they got some other phenomenal things, but if I just wanted a simple, nice beer, I think this has enough aggression for me because, you know, I love the doubles and all that overbearing. This has just enough to keep me happy and continue drinking.
Okay.
So, Sean, you finished yours again.
Wow.
Yeah.
How'd you like that? Wait, Sean, how'd you like it?
Yeah.
High praise, folks. High praise.
Did you catch his face at all?
No, I missed it.
I don't know if I don't know if it's today. I'm just not tasting much.
All right. Well, you didn't have any dick in it earlier, did you?
Does that matter?
Yeah, we don't.
You should have told me.
Well, you got to have a palate cleanser, I guess. I think it's one way to wash your mouth out, huh, Frank?
Yeah, I mean, I swallow.
Yeah, that's why you can't taste anything. All right, so Frank, let's grade it and get him out of here. So this way I can go brush your teeth.
I'm going to 3.75. You know, it's above average. I like the tropical notes in the front and kind of that roll into traditional West Coast bitter IPA. I do enjoy it. I'm not as much of a hophead as I was when I first started this show, but I still enjoyed it. I think it's a good offering by Golden Road, and I would drink it again.
I'm going to go with a 4.
Okay.
I like it. It's well above average as far as the flavor power, the staying power.
Yeah.
And the visual aesthetics of it. I think it's just really nice. They're paying homage to where they're locally at. They're staying true to their coastal area. So that West Coast style that you were talking about. Overall, the experience that you're going to get out of this, if you're a hophead, it's got enough to hold you there. If you are getting into IPAs, I think it's just right to give you an idea. So I think it's a great foot in the door beer. So aesthetically, ice cold beach beer as well.
Yeah.
I mean, the ABV is not even that high. And it's just really nice, and the staying power is pretty good. I really do. You know, even though Golden Road, you know, did what they did, look, if we were in their shoes and whatever, we're not there behind the scenes. And AB, whatever, right? It's fine.
Hard to turn it down.
Yeah, it's hard to turn it down. So, you know, kudos to her.
Sure.
You know, and she's got a show.
Yeah.
So, whatever. You know, we're poor people, so fuck us. So I think it's a great beer. So, guys, we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hey dude, you know what beer this is?
Oh, no, all the labels are falling off.
Yeah, or the ink is run.
Well, if it's the pale ale, you're good. But stay away from the quote-unquote Belgian.
Oh man, this guy needs to get some grog tags.
Grog tags are reusable, write-on, wipe-off, commercial-grade bottle labels for your brew. The guys at Grog Tag are homebrewers. They wanted great-looking, sturdy labels for your bottles, buckets, carboys, kegs, and growlers. They also wanted a label that not only looks good, but can be easily removed and reapplied during bottling without that nasty glue residue being left behind. No residue, water-resistant, and ice chest approved. Grog tags stay on in water or an ice chest, and they stay legible. Visit grogtag.com to customize your label or coaster from dozens of different templates for free and see how awesome your bottles can look.
Ugh, it's that pseudo-Belgian.
Yeah, we're getting him some grog tags, dude.
Grog tag. At least your beer will look good. Grogtag.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're rocking and rolling. So far we want to thank Andy Sufton. We want to thank the Sellies, and now we're going to thank one of Frank's favorites. If you guys don't believe it, Frank has a favorite on the show. And this beer comes traveling to us, which, by the way, if you were to travel from this area by plane, it's 24 hours to where we're located. It's 24 hours from start to finish by plane. So, Frank, without further ado, what are we doing?
This is from the lovely Sue. This is from Cape Brewing Company. It's called Cape of Good Hops Imperial IPA, 7.5% ABV. These guys are out of... I can't read that.
Where are we at? They're a product of South Africa. They're from Cape Cod.
They're not from Cape Cod, you moron.
Cape Town.
I don't see Cape Town.
May I?
Please.
Bottled by South Africa Cape Brewing Company, Suad Agar Parole Road, Sudar Parole, whatever. But it's a product of South Africa. But they're from over there.
Yeah, they're from South Africa.
Yeah.
If you want more information on these guys, it's, I saw it a moment ago, www.capebrewing.co.za.
Okay.
There's the zombie hand.
Zombie. So thank you, Sue. We appreciate you. Big shout out to Sue, which, by the way, guys, go ahead and support her. She's the one who handles our Twitter and our Instagram, at OBS Beers. So there you guys go. It's a pretty simple beer label, actually. Let me give this to Mr. Sean Face, who's flat asleep over there. I think, what would you say? It's like a nautical, like, Flying Dutchman looking fucker?
Yeah, well.
Or King Triton.
So it's probably from Cape Town. Yeah, it looks, maybe it's the Kraken. Looks more like the Kraken.
The Kraken.
Yep.
And I like what it says on the back. And ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for your safety PSA. Alcohol abuse is dangerous to your health. That's what it says on back there. Mm. To the smell, butts. Okay. This traveled very well. It has a lot of creamy texture notes to it. I want to say more floral and like something vanilla and like tulip. Mm. Something botanical. And it's like frothy vanilla orange and like a touch of grapefruit, kind of pleasant.
But light.
Yeah,
right on the citrus.
Yeah, but it's creamy, vanilla-y, like vanilla ice cream for some reason. Why am I getting vanilla bean ice cream? So I'm going to roll with that. That's what it smells like to me. With a couple of sweet notes, very malty forward. Vanilla ice cream with sugar on top.
Yuck.
Like you, like, I'm just, that, like you could sprinkle sugar.
No, I understand
and,
what you're saying.
Yeah, sounds I think gross. That'd be great. I like it.
Sounds gross.
Whatever.
No, I'm not having that. Thanks.
So, what do you got out of it? And it's stinking too, but I'm just, it's vanilla-y.
Yeah, I got the vanilla. Real light on the citrus. It smells malty, but not too much. Sweet, but not overly. Not hoppy at all.
It's deceiving, correct?
Yeah.
Sean, what about you, bud?
I thought immediately vanilla ice cream, maybe a little bit of honey.
Okay, well, okay, I can see that. Okay, so let's, you know what? Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's drink it. Yeah. Cheers to that shit.
Creamy.
Okay, this thing, okay, I can definitely tell there's Mosaic in here because we've worked with Mosaic before. Mm-hmm. And it's got this beautiful tropical hit. Like, I'm getting pear, plum, I'm getting definitely... for me, I'm getting dragon fruit. I'm getting star fruit. It's got some exotic tropical notes. And then as you drink more of it and you kind of work it over your tongue, you definitely get some vanilla. And you're definitely, those citrus notes that you said were faint are in here. I'm definitely getting orange right off the bat. And then grapefruit, ruby red grapefruit pill and pith. And it's just really nice. It's a little bit aggressive. It's got some aggressive body to it. Mm. And so far, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not even being biased here. We haven't been disappointed with beers coming out of South Africa, have we?
Yeah, very interesting.
These guys are like putting up some stupid, simplistic, complex style beers as if they were made on the East or West Coast. Like, these guys are hammering it out. And we got this imported from South Africa, thanks to Sue. And this thing is putting up a hell of a fight right now that I'm very impressed. And this is the sort of thing that I'm looking for when it comes to Imperials. Because this is an IPA. But it's super creamy. That's the part that's throwing me off.
Yeah.
And it's in such a little bottle.
As far as an Imperial goes, I would say it's pretty low ABV for an Imperial. So it may be Imperial outside of the U.S., but usually the Imperials here are a little bit higher.
Right.
So I think it's just kind of scraping against the very edge of Imperial. I do get the pear. I get faint orange, faint grapefruit, and then at the back end, it becomes pretty bitter. A lot of grit to it.
Yes.
And it's still hanging on.
This is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Is it me or is it even boozy? Like, just throw me on the back end.
I'm not getting it boozy.
I'm getting that sort of not numbing, but like I just did a shot of something or I'm sipping on something and that sort of effect it does to the tongue. Mm. To me, it's like a little boozy. It's maybe because the way it's just something's not covering it or something.
Yeah.
So it's unique as hell. I'm fucking thoroughly impressed. Sean.
Yeah.
No, did you like it?
No, yeah, I did. It was like slightly above average, you know?
Okay, out of all the, because most of the time you hate bittering things, and this is a beer that would be bittering.
Yeah, it doesn't, honestly, it's not too bittering for me at all.
See, it's that creamy part, man.
Yeah, it's probably, yeah, I'm a fan of the creamy stuff.
I'm sure
right.
You are.
It hits me bitter in the end, but.
But you can deal with that, right?
Yeah, it's manageable.
Okay. All right, Frank, rate this. I'm going high on it, though, just to let you know.
I'm going to go 4 or 5 on it. It's definitely well above average. It's got a good mix to it. It's pretty balanced. It's got some creaminess. It's got some sweetness. It's malty. It's not overly hoppy, but it is definitely bitter, especially in the back. But the hang time on it is incredible.
Yeah, this is nice. So what I would like is some breweries to actually do something like this, like this sort of design. Does that make sense, Frank?
Yeah.
Like if we can get this to the higher ABV status with this texture, woo, baby. But I'm going to do a 4 or 5. Everything we Frank said, I'm agree with. Sean is enjoying it. That is a pleasure because, guys, you don't understand. It's a 99% chance that he will fucking make the best face ever. And he's actually enjoying it. And I'm thoroughly pleased with this. And so duly noted, Sue, if you're listening out there, we need more of this good shit right here. So we
good.
This is really good, and we really do appreciate you. And we appreciate everyone who helps us out on the show. All right, Frank, I think that was pretty good, huh?
Yeah, hey, Sean.
Yeah.
Take us out with a shameless plug.
Okay.
Cool.
Hey, it's Frank here. You want the best in beer reviews? Check us out at obsbeers.com. You can check out our social media, YouTube, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram, Untappd, Snapchat, Reddit, Twitch, you name it, we got it. Meet us there. We'd love to see you. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, so far, everything's been great. Frank, I want to thank you real quick for the beer news you did.
Sure.
Good idea. Sean, thank you for still participating with No Mike. And we want to thank so far Andy, the Sellies, and Sue. Phenomenal beers right off the bat. I know, you know, whatever you're thinking, Frank would normally say, good for you. And so we're moving on. So what are we doing, bud, for dessert?
Well, this is from Andy Sufton at Brew Rebellion.
Oh, he is just a beast tonight. He provided us
with this. And this is, again, from Saugatuck out of Detroit.
Hey.
Which is Michigan, if you're not following. This is called Bonfire Brown. It is 5.5% ABV. And again, their website is www.saugatuckbrewing.com.
Guess what, Frank?
Yeah.
There's an award on there?
Is there?
Yeah, it looks like there's a little thing on the label right there. Right there, see it? Little dude?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what is that?
World Beer Cup.
And it's a gold.
2014. Interesting.
Hey, nice. All right, cool. I just kind of wanted, you know, we see that stuff. We should just tell them, you know, some award-winning thing. Some people,
sure, why not?
Some people are into that. Like, it's an award-winning beer. How about you just drink the fucking goddamn thing? But we'll give them credit, you know.
Now, I like browns.
And we like you too, Frank.
Browns are not very sexy.
Whoa.
They are kind of run-of-the-mill for the most part. You don't have some serious hop aggression to it. You don't have overly sweet. It's just, it's a good balanced beer, but I think a lot of people, for lack of better words, shit on brown ale.
Don't do that. Get your weight up.
They don't dig it.
Well, those people that don't like browns, I see you. Here we go, to the smell. 100% smoky hazelnut and textbook style brown ale. I am enjoying that smell. But I'm getting hazelnut. That's me. Right out the first hit or something. Well, nutty.
Yep, nutty.
But I'm going with hazelnut.
Caramel.
Oh, yeah, that malt. They did it. It's, like you said, balanced, right?
Honey.
Underrated.
It's totally underrated style, I think. My opinion?
No. If you move around the glass, so normally, guys, when we smell, our nose is at the bottom of it if you put the thing. But if you go to the top and put the glass to the bridge of your nose, you're going to pull out that honey that Frank's actually talking about. So you're getting two different smells working around the glass. And that's really interesting. So far, very nice. Anything else you want to add in that, Frank?
No, I think we got it.
Sean?
Smoky coffee.
Okay, coffee.
Interesting. Unroasted coffee.
Oh, so it's like the bean.
Yeah.
Okay, so with the husk.
But unroasted.
Well, I mean, no, I guess not unroasted, unmade. Like, just like.
Not grounded?
Like coffee grounds or.
Gotcha.
Oh, you not means not wet. Just you have the...
Yeah, right. Made in the coffee. Just in the coffee.
You have the coffee grounds.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. All right, so here we go.
Cheers to the taste.
Got it. I see you, Frank. You got my back, dog.
Yep.
A lot of full body going on here of that caramel and that coffee you were smelling. It's not as watery as I thought it would be. There's a touch more body to it. So it's like on the cusp of being watery. What I like about it is that sort of, it's almost walnut. It had a hazelnut smell to me, but I'm going to roll with walnut. And it's, or almond. Mm. A little almond, one of the two, and it's roasted-y, smoky, like it's a little wood in there, like a toothpick woody thing.
Yeah, it's creamy. It's got some coffee notes to it. It's got some chocolate notes to it. Definitely got honey. Caramel is there. It's got some nice residual bitterness at the end. And again, I think a brown is looked down upon, but I think if you do it right, it's a great thing.
I'm also getting unsweetened peanut butter, like just with the saliva's mixing.
Probably all in all, just nuts.
Yeah, all right, I can dig that. Yeah, it's really nice. But what I like about it is it's not as watery as it should be.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of some texture to it. It's kind of like 2% milk a little bit. Not quite like water, but it's not quite milk. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So, no, this one's really nice. Good job, Andy Sufton. Nice. All right, Sean, we noticed you didn't finish your glass. What's going on, bud?
I can't speak much on the flavor because I don't...
Does it bother you?
It's the opposite of aftertaste. It's not pleasant for me in the beginning, and then afterwards I'm like, yeah, that's nice. So it's hard
prison
for me to
rape-ish.
Take the first sip, but once I'm there, it's fine.
Right. Okay, perfect. Okay, like his mind went somewhere else. Prison rape-ish. It's a good analogy. I like that about you.
I like prison.
Yeah, at first, remember, it was scary.
Yeah,
and then now you're like, right, yo, guys, you know, you can have this cookies and this back door. Like, you know,
sag,
you know what I'm saying? Holler it back.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frank, what's the next part? We're at the end of the show,
dude. We're at the end of the show, so we'll be back after this. Let's see. Toilet flushing.
Oh, yeah.
And two for the road.
Okay. Oh, guess what? So we were having so much fun. Thanks to B-Brax on Periscope said we didn't grade the last beer.
Dummies.
Fucking rookie-ass, bitch-ass motherfuckers. I see you two. Get your weight up. So let's go ahead and grade it.
Four or five. All right. We'll be back after this toilet flush.
Yeah, after this toilet flush. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Real quick. I know we're at the end of the show or whatever. Where the hell Sean's going to put us. And I just wanted to ask you some off-topic notes.
Yeah.
If you, out of all these beers based upon at least the Cape Cod or whatever the hell, the Cape Island or...
Cape of Good Hops.
Yeah, that fucker right there. And the... Bonfire.
Yeah.
Do you think there could be any improvements on those? I was just wanted to know as far as those beers. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, the Oval Beach is designed for exactly one thing. The Ride On IPA was designed for one thing. But these two beers, is there room for improvement? I'm just asking you because, in my head, everything can be improved, but is it necessary? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. And what's funny is that's the question I was going to ask you, and I decided against it.
Well, boom, motherfucker. Telepathy, bitch.
You know what? I don't think I would do anything to either of them. I'm not saying that there's not room for improvement, because there's always room for improvement. It's not perfect, although the Bonfire Brown did win the gold award.
And it was all based upon textbook style.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, just for hypothetical things, is there, I think, like, for me, if they would have used more paste, peanut butter, hazelnut, whatever, just kind of gave it a little more.
But if I'm looking to win a category,
right,
at, you know, a pretty large beer festival kind of thing,
right,
you got to stay true to style. So
yeah, but doesn't that run the same gambit of being the same as everyone else? Like that for
no.
me. For me, a lot of these awards and these competitions, they're great, but they've been around for so long. They ding people who kind of just step outside the box, and they do the same style, but they want to tweak it a little bit, and then they get dinged for tweaking it. It's the same ingredients, the same brewing process, the same everything, but I'm gonna add in like chicken bones and a hot dog, and now all of a sudden I'm just qualified.
I agree 100%, but I think
you get what I'm saying. That's why I was trying to see. These two were, out of all of them, these two were the great, you know, really good beers, and I just wanted to just pick your brain on that.
I think the issue becomes whether you're staying true to style or not.
Right.
And I don't necessarily believe that you have to stay true to style, but if you're looking to be judged on a brown ale, you need to make a brown ale.
All right, we can agree to disagree.
Yeah, go.
All right, fair enough. All right, you know, but that's pretty good, right?
Sure.
That's good. Okay, I appreciate you, man. All right, let's get back to what we do best. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Two for the Road. We'll start off with Sean.
Whoa, I wasn't ready for that. Okay.
Bazinga, TM.
You got...
Hold on real quick, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you.
Yes, you do.
Big Zeus, shut the fuck up. We're trying to work.
That's all right.
No, he's asking like all these questions.
He doesn't know he's new.
No, he should know better. We were answering them and no. Like, we're trying to do our job.
To our friends on Periscope that are watching us
they should know better. Like, we're over here doing the... No, is it recording right now? Yeah, good.
We don't answer questions.
Yeah, come on. We're over here trying to do a goddamn podcast and Big Zeus 5'7".
Someone should tell you.
Oh my fucking God. 2 foot of road. Here we go. Shit. I like how everyone has our back.
Anyway.
Fuck.
Get on with it.
Thank you. What's your two goddamn, Sean?
It's okay.
Yes?
You gotta pick... Oh, I was gonna say for the road, but you shouldn't have. Okay.
Uber.
Yeah. You're gonna get turned in the back of an Uber safe and legally.
Okay.
So you need to pick one can and one bottle, and that's it.
Okay, I'm gonna get turned in the back of an Uber.
Yeah.
I'm doing the ride on IPA by Golden Road and Cape Town Brewing at the same fucking time.
Oh!
Hey! All right, Frankaroo.
Yeah.
You're on a date with Sue.
Mm-hmm.
But you notice that she drank all the Cape Brewing.
Right.
What's the next beer you're going to drink with Sue on the beach on a hot day?
The beach and a hot day, we're going to do the Ride On IPA.
Fantastic. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's enough said.
All right.
It's easy. Let's see. Hey, Sean.
Hi.
Which of these do you never want to have again? Like, if someone gave it to you and said, hey, you should try some of this, you're going to go, no.
What was the last one we had? Was it the Cape Town? No. Yeah, that's right. Bonfire
Brown,
I guess I could do with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, none of them were really, really horrible, so that's a good one.
It's getting better
for
you.
So that's a bonus for you.
For me, yeah.
Right.
Nice.
Bonus. For me.
Boner.
Okay. Frank?
Yeah, hi.
It's fucking horrible.
Which of these do you think is the most... textbook of its style?
God damn, he hit you with
that's
good one.
That's a great question.
Fuck.
I'm gonna go for the Bonfire Brown.
Yeah.
It says it's an American style brown ale, but I think it's more of a nut brown. Because you are getting hazelnut, walnut, pecan,
all the nuts.
Maybe a little peanuts, lots and lots of nuts.
And you're a fan of brown nuts.
Sure, I love a good brown.
Why do you
nut.
Think we keep them here, buddy?
Husked or unhusked. So yeah, I would say that as far as closest to style, I think that's the one I'd go for.
Right. Yeah, it's really nice. All of them are good. Well, I guess I'm the last one, Mr. Actually, you know what? Damn, he hit you with a good one.
That was really good.
Fuck, he upped his game, dude.
Key.
Yo.
Ask that question.
No, ask me that and then give me a real one.
Let's see.
Turn the hitch ride and ride. You know, 2 foot of road and get a hitch ride.
What meal would you pair the Ride On IPA with?
Oh, shit. All right, so consider... May I get a little snorkel real quick?
Yeah, have at it.
Let me try a little bit just so I can...
Have at it.
Okay, here we go. All right, at least I know where I'm going to go with the dessert. I'm going to do like a lemon meringue pie because it would definitely complement the IPA. And if I had to honestly do a meal with it, I would honestly crock pot pork chops with some applesauce. Like crock pot it all like that.
Yeah.
And then hit with your side with some garlic mashed potatoes and green beans. I would probably do more savory with the green beans, a little cayenne pepper, and a little bit of some cracked peppercorn on that.
Nice.
I think we're pretty good with that. Yeah, I think that would go great with the way... See, this Ride On IPA isn't as bitter as people think it should be.
Yeah.
It's actually rather sweet for an IPA.
Yeah.
And so that would go very well with your savory dinner.
Yeah.
And I think it also, it would complement apples for some reason. I don't know. But it sounds like a great ordeal. And that's what I would do.
Very nice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting out of here. We appreciate you. On that note, Frank, real quick, where is the best place for them to go to if they want this party to continue? There's only one place on this planet, the new standard in beer reviews.
BevMo?
Frank, our website, dude.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, man. It is www.obsbeers.com.
Fantastic. As we always say, beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
Fantastic, guys. Take care. Check you later.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.